Blog Talk Radio.
Day to all of you, and welcome to the All About Jesus broadcast, coming to you live from HNLC Studios on Blog Talk Radio every second and fourth Tuesday of every month. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, and I would like to introduce to some and present to others, by the grace of God, your host, my mother, Minister Ruth Ellis. Mom, are you there?
I'm here. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. It is all about Jesus. And we celebrate Jesus. Glory to God. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now set down. Oh, glory to God at the right hand of the throne of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Radio land, what a mighty God we serve. We are the, glory to God. We are in this beautiful month of May. April showers brought us May flowers, and everything is green and lovely and beautiful in spite of this evil plague. Hallelujah. We give God and its owner, we give God all the glory. We praise his holy name. You know, Psalm 97:1 says, the Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the islands be glad thereof. For our God is, he's high above all the earth. The Lord God, he is exalted far above all the little g gods. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Verse 10. Psalm 1 verse 10 says, you who love the Lord hate evil. God preserves the souls of his saints. He delivers them, oh, glory to God, out of the hand of the wicked. Verse 11 says, light is sown for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks and remember God's holy name. I just want to say praise the Lord to Radio Land. I want to thank God for all of the mothers. We just celebrated Mother's Day. Renee, God bless you, sweetheart. Happy Mother's Day to you.
And happy Mother's Day to you, Mommy.
Thank you. Thank you. I tell you, God has been good to me. All my six children, I heard from everybody and everybody loving on me. And I tell you, to God be all the glory. You know, Amen. The word of God says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands. That's not only here in the U.S. of A, but all over everyone who is listening, every mother that is a mother, I want you to be proud to be a mother. You know, there's one thing where a woman has a baby, but there's a difference between a mother and just somebody who had a baby or didn't have a baby. But we want to thank God for the mothers, the grandmothers, the great-grandmothers. Don't give up on your children. I don't care how it looks. I don't care how it looks. No matter what, We're going to stand, and having done all to stand, we're going to stand anyhow. Praise the Lord. The word of the Lord says, enter into his gates. Praise. And the word of God says, be thankful, not complaining. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Why? Because the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. There is a scripture in Deuteronomy 28:47 where God said, because you did not serve me with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance, oh glory of God Almighty, for the abundance of all the things that God has done, he said, I'm going to serve, he said, you shall serve your enemy. And the Lord will send against thee in hunger and nakedness and all of that. You know, we need to take a praise break right here and say, thank God for Jesus. We need
thank God for Jesus.
Come on.
Thank
we
you,
need
Lord.
To thank God
Hallelujah.
For Jesus.
Glory to
was,
God.
Ha, 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 ha.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
God for Jesus. Mm. God is a good God, isn't he, Renee?
Oh, yes, he is.
Ooh, my
all
goodness.
All the time. God
all
is good.
All the time.
And
all
God
the time.
Is good.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes, yes. And we praise him on purpose. We don't care who don't like it. Ooh, glory to God. We're going to call on Jesus. Why? Because it's all about him. If
yes,
it wasn't
indeed.
For the Lord on our side, what would we, what would the body of Christ do if it wasn't for the Lord? Sweetheart, I want you, I'm feeling pretty excited here. You know, I said I'm
Amen.
About to put my dancing shoes on. I'm ready to.
That's all right. Let the Lord have his way.
Him.
Let him have his
Glory
way.
Glory to God.
Move, Holy
so
Ghost.
I need you to help your mother out and give me a time so I can calm down a little bit here. And please honor our spiritual coverings. Our apostle and pastor, please do, you know just what to do. God bless you, sweetheart.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Praise God. Truly, it is a joy
God.
And an
Woo.
Honor to be before you. We'd like to give thanks and glory and honor first and foremost to Jesus, our Christ, the
That's
head of
it.
Our lives.
That's it. It's all about him.
It is all about Jesus. Amen,
yes,
mommy.
It is.
And we would like to give respect and recognition to our pastors, Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles
Amen.
Of the
Amen.
International Gospel Deliverance Center Church of Southfield, Michigan.
Amen.
And we also would like to give respect and recognition to
Amen.
Our sponsors,
Amen.
Apostle Charles
Amen.
E. Ellis. And Pastor
yes.
Patty Ellis,
Amen.
Founders of Harvest New Life Church International, and also
yes.
the ones who has afforded us the opportunity to
yes.
be able to be live with you on Blog Talk Radio. We bless
Amen.
Them.
Amen.
We give thanks for them, and we thank the Lord for moving in their lives and moving upon
yes.
us. Amen.
Yes. Yes. Praise God. Would you give the telephone number and the call?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
If you have prayer requests or if there are any praise reports of breakthrough or healings and or miracles that have
yes.
happened in your lives as you have been touched by this ministry, please do not hesitate.
Yes.
To email
Amen.
Us at harvestnlc@gmail.com. That's harvest, HARVEST NLC @gmail.com. Or you can reach us via the telephone at area code 214-897-9554. That is area code 214-897-9554. Again, the email address is harvestnlc@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you.
Amen. Let us pray. Abba, Father, Daddy, a wonder you are to us. You are absolutely amazing. What a privilege, oh, and an honor to come before the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. Thank you for our lives on this side of life. We don't take it for granted.
Yes.
Thank you, dear God,
newness
of life, new mercies every day, every morning.
Thank you,
dear God, for your grace. It is a great day, no matter what the weather, no matter what's going on around us, no matter what's going on, it is a beautiful day.
Yes.
Why? Because we are clothed in our right mind.
Yes,
we know who we are. Ooh,
yes.
And we know who we belong to.
Thank you, Jesus.
Dear Lord, thank you for loving us.
Thank you.
When we didn't even love ourselves, when we certainly didn't know how to love you,
thank you, Lord.
You loved us in spite of ourselves. We thank you for this special anointing over this broadcast today.
Thank you, Father.
For everyone that is listening, anoint them, God. Touch their
Lord.
Bodies. Touch the minds. Give them joy unspeakable
and Father.
Full of glory. Those who don't know you yet, Lord, give them a desire to want to know you as their personal Lord and Savior, to have a personal relationship with you. Not religion, not being religious, Lord, not demanding and demands and rituals, but a one-on-one, heart-to-heart, love-to-love relationship with our living God. Oh, glory to God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I pray this prayer in Jesus' powerful name. Let the church say amen, amen.
Amen.
And amen. Renee,
amen. Yes,
we
ma'am.
Serve a living Jesus.
Yes, we do.
He is alive and he loves the whole wide world.
Yes,
and
he does.
All things are possible if we only believe.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
If we only believe.
Yes.
You know our abundant life scriptures that we've been dealing with, and it looks like it's going to be a series because there's so much and we don't have a lot of time. But today, as we talked about the last time we were on, Psalm 91:16, in our Abundant Life series, we were talking about one of the attributes or one of the secrets or one of the golden nuggets that we can have is long life.
Yes.
Psalm 91:16 says, with long life will I, talking about God, God said, will I satisfy him, that means us too, show him my salvation with long life, satisfaction, and show and tell. God has good things for us. You know, as I was saying in our last meeting that we had, I'm not going to drink the world's Kool-Aid. that says when you're 40, you're over the hill. And that means everything else is going down. I ain't drinking that. The Lord said with long life, glory to God. He says, I have abundant life for you. The enemy comes to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life, and not just have life, but have it in abundance. And that's what we're dealing with today. Today, a part of that abundant life is dealing with newness of life or long life.
Yeah.
So, sweetheart, we found some golden nuggets, and they are
yes,
powerful.
We did. Yes.
So why don't you start us off with at least two or three of them, and
Amen.
I'm going to do one or two, and then we'll see how much time we have.
Amen. Amen. Scripture text that we were in last session, Psalm 91:16, where God says, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. That is the person that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, who abides under the shadow of the Almighty. And we, in our studies, discovered that Psalm 34 has golden nuggets in it for the keys to long life.
Yes.
Which is coupled with Psalm 91:16. And in Psalm 34, verse 4, one of the nuggets or the secrets or keys to a long life, as stated in Psalm 34, verse 4, is freedom from fear. And Psalm 34, 4 in the Amplified Classic Edition reads, I sought, inquired of the Lord, and required him of necessity and on the authority of his word. And he heard me, number one.
Come on.
And he delivered me.
He delivered
number two,
me. Come
from
on.
All my fears. Now,
does that include COVID-19?
That's everything. That is everything.
Absolutely.
The Hebrew word for that word deliver is nastau. And it means to escape, to pluck from, to preserve, to recover, to rescue, to save. And this is what he does for us. He brings us deliverance. And
that's
the deliverance that he gives us leads to long life. Because as he delivers, our life becomes longer.
Yes.
Also, in Psalm 34, even verse 5, quickening from God, you know, quicken for something to be quickened, it means to be made alive. In Psalm 34, verse 5, it says they looked to him and were radiant. Well, what is radiant, or what can be radiant, except something that has been quickened or deposited with life?
That's it.
It says they looked to him and were radiant, and their faces shall never blush for shame or be confused. So not only is the key, one of the keys of long life, freedom from fear, not only is it quickening from God, but it's also boldness.
Yes.
And freedom from shame.
Yeah.
Now, the enemy likes to use shame.
That's right.
In our lives.
That's
and
right.
He wants us to be shamed.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because a shameful person feels unworthy. A shameful person feels inadequate.
Mm-hmm.
A shameful person feels like they cannot talk to God. And if he can defeat you
mm-hmm.
in giving you shame
mm-hmm.
so that you shame away and shy away from spending time with God and talking to him and communing with him, then he has
mm-hmm.
defeated you. And
yes.
the enemy's MO is to steal, to kill,
mm-hmm.
and to destroy.
That's it.
And
That's
he
it.
Uses our past to shame us
uh-huh.
as humans, to say, oh, you're not good enough. Oh,
That's
you can't
right.
do this. Well, that
mm-hmm.
shame causes us, or it takes away
That's right.
life from us.
And you know what else, my darling? It's a way, and it won't work, because the only way that all of these nuggets, these secrets to long life, the only way they work only by faith.
Absolutely.
Not wishing, not
Absolutely.
Hoping,
That's
not
right.
in luck. You know, the
That's
world
right.
talks about, oh, you're lucky. No, it ain't.
Mm-mm.
It has nothing to do with luck.
No.
These nuggets that we're giving only work by faith.
Amen.
We walk by faith
and
not
by
what we see.
Amen.
So I don't know how much time we have. Where are we?
We have a few more minutes. We're
okay.
doing good.
So I can share the nugget that I'm dealing with, and that is freedom. Did we do freedom from trouble?
No.
That one's mine, right? Freedom
yeah.
from trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in order to have long life, we need to know that we have somebody who has our back.
Yeah.
And the scripture says, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of not just one or two, out of all his troubles.
Mm.
So what will add long life to us, to those who want it? By the way, this is something you have got to want. This is
yes.
something that you desire, because
yes.
God said, I'm going to give it to you, but you've
yes.
got to desire it. You've got to ask, and the
That's
only
right.
way it works, the only way it works is by faith.
That's right,
so,
because without faith, it's impossible to please God.
There you go. There
yeah.
you go. And the another one, I could talk a little bit more about that, but I want to get this other one in, divine deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
This is another way for long life. These
mm-hmm.
are nuggets. These are secrets that we have got to grab a hold to.
Mm-hmm.
Supernatural anointing, being experiencing from the kingdom of God, pouring out of us,
mm-hmm.
the unction of the Holy Ghost inside of us. You know,
mm-hmm.
the world system is always trying to work on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, use this cream and do this and do that and do the no. We come, the Holy Spirit, this is an inside job. It
mm-hmm.
works inside, and then it comes out. Divine
mm-hmm.
deliverance. That
mm-hmm.
means we don't have to be bound and caught up in all of this craziness that's going on here. We
yeah.
can make a stand, and we can say, no matter what's going on, I am sold out.
Amen.
I'm
Amen.
Sold out. Ain't
Amen.
No need of trying to convince me any other way, because I'm going to hold out and I'm sold out
Amen.
For our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
How are we looking, sweetheart?
We've got about, about five or six minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, so
now,
I know that you wanted me to keep you informed on the time. We have time to go into the birthing room. We do.
Okay. So we need to go there now.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And all I want to say is that we're going to continue these nuggets for a few more sessions. So asking you all to tune in, come back, and hear what these golden nuggets are for long life. Because we don't have to ask God, is this your will?
Mm-hmm.
Your will, his will is his word. And he already said it with life. So this is the most exciting part of the ministry. Hallelujah. Bringing birthing baby newborn into the kingdom of God. This is a special time to get your new spiritual birthday. Remember the holy word. Jesus told Nicodemus, except a man be born again of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So we're going to go as quickly as we can right now. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and all you got to do is believe what he said in your heart. Believe that God raised Jesus from the dead and that Jesus loves you and forgives you. Holy Scripture, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. All you got to do is mean it from your heart. So pray the prayer with me. Dear Jesus, please come into my heart. I need you now. I want to know you as my living Savior. I want to have a personal one-on-one relationship with you. I'm so sorry for the things that I've done wrong. And I confess my wrong before you. And I ask and I thank you that my direction is being changed. And if you prayed that prayer, that simple prayer, and you mean it from your heart, let us say to our new brothers and sisters, welcome
to the family of God.
Ooh,
amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
You are now celebrating newness of God's life in you today.
Amen.
And to all of our sisters and brothers that kind of took the wrong road, kind of got off track a little bit, the Lord wants you to come home. Time is running, winding up. So you can say that prayer with us also, that Lord, I want to come home. And he says, come on, don't be ashamed. Come on. He's got his arms wide open for you right now. So darling, let us celebrate. Let us celebrate Jesus right now. Let
Hallelujah.
Us celebrate our sisters and
thank
brothers
you,
and say
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank you
for Jesus.
Coming home.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Father.
Jesus,
thank you
loves
for the
you.
Newness of life.
Thank
you for the family. Thank you for the family.
Oh, glory. A royal.
Thank you for
you
the,
are
royal
part of the royal
priesthood.
Family. Woo,
yes.
Glory to God.
A peculiar
well,
people.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, the Lord bless you, family. Woo! The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. Oh, the Lord make his beautiful face shine upon you. The Lord keep you safe from this evil disease, this plague. The Lord cover your family, cover you in the name of Jesus. And as we go out, we're going to go out praising. And we're going to go out celebrating the name above all names. COVID is a
Hallelujah.
Name.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's got to bow its
Thank
knee.
Thank you, Lord.
You got
Hallelujah.
To go.
Thank you, Jesus, for
Jesus.
Victory.
We speak healing over the bodies right now. We speak deliverance over you right now. Oh, come on and celebrate the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Woo,
amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.